WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk said his Department of Government Efficiency is doing what the people want. It's trimming the size of the government. Asked in the Oval Office about false statements that he shared online, Musk said,
some of the things that I say will be incorrect and should be corrected. So nobody's going to bat 1,000. I mean, we will make mistakes, but we'll act quickly to correct any mistakes.
One mistake, the Bureau of the Fiscal Service disclosed a 25-year-old Musk associate was mistakenly given the ability to make changes to the sensitive federal payment system, but says the error was quickly recognized and an investigation's ongoing. Mark Fogel met President Trump at the White House after he was released from 3.5 years detention in Russia. Kremlin says a Russian citizen has been released from U.S. custody, but has not identified the person. More than a foot of snow fell in parts of Virginia. Another storm now bringing snow to the plains. Rain threatened California. This is ABC News. Law enforcement does not want people looking for love in all the wrong places this Valentine's Day.
Officials are reminding Americans, especially seniors, not to fall for romance scams, with criminals using a fake identity to gain your affection and trust before stealing from you. This month, the FBI Philadelphia field office and the U.S. Postal Service issued warnings for people not to be duped.
I'm out all that money and I don't think I'll ever get it back.
This 76-year-old moved to Georgia and was tricked into sending her life savings to a man she met online.
It's ABC's Lana Moyes. Charlie, an online banking platform for seniors, says the most impersonated celebrities by fraudsters include Keanu Reeves, Jason Momoa, and Sandra Bullock. Congratulations to Monty from New Jersey. The giant schnauzer won this year's Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's the first time in more than 20 years a dog in the working group won the top prize. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks in Minnesota. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the Target Center. Giannis still out with a calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to figure out playing time for the new guys acquired in the Chris Middleton trade.
It's tough because it's more than, it's easy with one guy, you know, but we have multiple guys that we're trying to squeeze in. And we got to find out because we have guys here that we like. So we have to find out in these next 30 games. So it's important.
College basketball, Marquette with a win at home last night. Night over the DePaul Blue Demons, 68-58. That snapped a three-game losing streak for Marquette. NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Kay Adams Show says he and his fiancée, Ronica Stone, are deciding what snacks to serve at their wedding this spring.
Well, the important thing for both of us, this is pretty cool, you know, being from California, like, we were like, we need an In-N-Out truck at the wedding.
Let's go. Let's. It's amazing. So you're going to have one at the wedding?
We're going to have an In-N-Out truck, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way today from this morning right on through this evening. Overall, we're looking at around 2 to 4, maybe a little more inches by the time it winds down overnight tonight. Our high today near 20. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour two of... We'll call this Elvis and the Mayor. How's that?
That's right. Elvis and the Mayor, man. I'm on my second cup of coffee, so I'm feeling good, man. Flavonoids.
Kind of cut in front of me with the coffee line, too.
That's not very strong for Elvis, you know? Coffee was a depressant for him.
Oh, right. You're right. That gave him some Demerol, man. Thank you very much.
We've got a great lineup today, and we're going to talk in this next segment to Amanda Johnson. The Hull Community Resource Centers, you know, in Green Bay, and really throughout our listening area, these resource centers are just a great asset to the community. And I don't know that people, they drive by it, they see the sign, but, and Amanda, introduce your guest as well, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Amanda, I'm the executive director of the Howe Community Resource Center, and sitting next to me in the penguin costume is my assistant executive director, Maddie.
Good morning.
All right, Maddie.
And we're here, so the Howe Community Resource Center has been around for about 30 years, and our real mission is to ensure that all families in Brown County and their children are safe, healthy, and ready for academic and life success. And we do that through various programs at the Resource Center. We have a pretty intensive home visitation program that walks alongside families in their parenting journey, bringing them information, support, and services. We have a hygiene hub that's accessible to all Brown County school social workers to come in and get hygiene needs met for all of the students in Brown County. We also have the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which provides...
They've been on. That's absolutely. That is a great program.
Yeah, so we are the, I guess you could say, the sponsors of that. Mm-hmm. We have a generous funding from the George Kress Foundation that allows us to give a free book to children 0 to 5 in zip codes 54301, 54302. And we're anxiously growing that and wanting to get that countywide. We also have parenting cafes, parenting programs, play groups, and then we also support the Howe Community School. So some of our programs are specifically for Howe schools, such as mental health and the snack program. But the rest of our programs are all for Brown County.
And I've been there many times and pretty familiar with your program. This is just, it's great for, and it's for anyone.
It's for anyone in Brown County.
But
correct.
You move into a community and you have some transient, we have families that move
absolutely
in and some of them move out. And there's nothing more important than their kids.
Absolutely.
I don't care what demographic you come from, what your income level is. I mean, then the truth comes out in your kids, you know. It's like, and a lot of people don't know some of the things that you teach there at the Resource Center. And they don't know the connectivity of Green Bay, which is great once you learn it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's everything from dental to, like you said, mental health to, you know, just if money's tight, the hygiene products. It's
absolutely
just teaching. There's some cooking things that you've done there too, which has been
absolutely
a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, it's been a long 30 years. There's been a lot that we've done in that time, and we're always growing. We're always looking, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, the fact that we're in Give Big this year, and what that is and what that would mean for organizations like ours as well as other organizations in it.
I'm excited to hear more about the Give Big,
right,
Green Bay. But you helped my family when I was first starting out with my family. So I would just want to thank you.
Wow.
For what? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Back in the day.
Like, that's when, cool.
I didn't have that boatload of cash. Like, yeah. I did. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah. it's starting out as a young family. They helped.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so awesome. I have a deep, deep, deep feeling. Now, do you offer bilingual?
We do. Also? One of our staff is bilingual, mm-hmm. And so we offer those services as well. And then all of our staff is just you know, in light of all kinds of different things going on, the rest of our staff is actually getting trained and learning it ourselves,
sure.
Just to be able to have that basic knowledge so that we can really truly serve our families.
And we're here talking about the Howe Resource Center, which is right on Monroe,
yeah,
right next to the Shell gas station. I think a lot of people, it's right next to Howe School.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Right there. Although, are there other ones in community? Do you know? Could you speak to Oshkosh or Appleton?
Yeah, no. So that actually, it's really interesting you say that. There is one, I believe, opening up in the Appleton area.
Right.
And so there are other communities. There's a very, very thriving one in Milwaukee that even does I think, really, truly. Our goal eventually with Community Resource Center is to really open it up as far as, like, you can come there, you can hang out, you can, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas right now it's a lot of resources and things like that. So, yeah, they're thriving all over the country. The concept of the Family Resource Center is really growing and supporting those families. Yeah.
So I grew up in Two Rivers. We called that the community house.
Yep.
And we would go hang out there all the time. They had
mm-hmm.
billiards. They had bowling. And
very cool.
It just had activities for kids. And that's where my parents, you knew you were safe there. And it was.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the Howe Resource Center, how are you funded? I want to get to how we can help you. But
So some of our funding does come from a federal grant for our home visitation program. That accounts for maybe 30% of our funding. And the rest is all our putting our feet on the ground, wonderful support systems, grants, foundations, individual donors.
Scavenger hunt,
the Rally for a Reason, mm-hmm. which we'll be back to talk about in May.
Yeah, that was a fun thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people like to give money, but it's nice to give money and have some fun with it too, right?
So as you can see with Maddie being in the penguin suit, I think we might have earned the title of being like the most, you know, one of the more out of the box thinking nonprofits in terms of crazy things we do that are insane. And, you know, we love galas. We go to them. We support other nonprofits. But our Rally for a Reason was really a fun way to raise money and involve families and kids in that as well.
So, Amanda, let's talk about the penguin.
Hey, I know,
Maddie. Let's talk about the penguin in the room.
I mean, here you are, Maddie, at 7 in the morning in a penguin costume.
Yeah,
I'm assuming your job description, your job description was "and all other things" assigned by your manager.
Basically, yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I got stuck behind a train this morning, just sitting in my penguin costume. So that felt kind of silly, for sure.
Look at the girl with the penguin.
I was like, please nobody look at me.
Yeah,
But I'm in the penguin costume to kick off our Give Big in the Igloo, which is our 24-hour event that we are doing to celebrate Give Big Green Bay 2025. It is all igloo, icy cold themed. So today I am sporting the penguin costume. So I waddled right in.
So when is this and what's going on? Yeah.
So it kicks off on Wednesday, February 19th at noon. And then it wraps up on February 20th at noon. So it's full 24 hours.
And where's the igloo? Is it in front of Howe?
Yeah, no, it's not. So this is all part of Give Big Green Bay, which everyone, Jim, I'll let you kind of maybe talk about that a little bit. You know, it's a 24-hour giving program where 50 nonprofits in our area are in it. And it's an opportunity for those 50 nonprofits to shine for 24 hours and get donations that are then proportionately matched by a general match fund provided through the Green Bay Packers, Greater Green Bay Community Foundation, and other donors. And we were lucky enough this year to be selected. And so from that, we decided the last time we were in, we did a 24-hour live on Facebook. We stayed up all night. That is not required as part of Give Big. Let me make that clear.
Yeah. Or in the job description.
And I told my staff said, are we going to ever do that again? And I said, oh yeah, we probably will do that again and then some. So we are really lucky to be partnered with Zimbaldi's.
Yes.
So when you drive by, I know Jim, you did guest bartending there for the Alzheimer's Association, near and dear to my heart. My mom has that. We love Abby and the crew there.
Oh,
and I we found out we were in Give Big, and she was my first email. And I said, hey, Abby, could we take your igloo for 24 hours? And she said, I'm in. So we're going to be live in the igloo. We're also, so go ahead, Jim.
Right on Webster Avenue.
Right on Webster Avenue.
That's out there now.
It's out there now.
Okay.
Yep.
I think a lot of people, I just want to remind people that's,
yeah.
How does it work? So are you going to be there in 24 hours? Are you going to be in there?
We're all going to be there 24 hours. So the way that it's going to work.
There's
so,
beer there, Frank. She's in some balls.
Yeah.
I'll bring some fish for the penguin.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So the way that it works is essentially starting on the 19th at 12, we will enter the igloo. We wanted this as an opportunity to get all of the nonprofits involved. So we invited all other 49 of them. The one first thing that's happening is every 20 minutes in the igloo, a different nonprofit will be in our igloo. With that being Facebook Live on our Facebook Howe Community Resource Center. And then starting at 3 o'clock when Zimbaldi's actually opens, we'll have nonprofit bartenders who will be like you and John did. They'll be bartending for tips for their respective organizations.
Great.
And then at 10 p.m., we're doing the Executive Director IC Challenge. So what's going to happen is 8 to 9 executive directors are going to enter the igloo, and they cannot leave the igloo until their organization has raised $1,000 between the hours of 10 and 5 a.m.
Kind of like the lockup thing. I remember doing the jail.
Remember the jail?
Yeah.
At the jail, we could go to the bathroom. You can't.
You can't.
So
it costs you $1,000.
Yeah, it costs you $1,000. So that's hence the penguin and the icy.
That's
awesome. And then the other event going on that I really want to call attention to is Gallagher's Pizza has been incredibly generous with us to donate all sales of their pizzas, $2 off of. From $2 of their pizzas that are sold.
Great. We're talking, I just want to say, this is so exciting, and I know you have a lot more to talk about. I just want to, we're talking with Maddie Prales and Amanda Johnson. Howe Community Resource Center, Give Big Green Bay, and I just want to underscore how important Give Big Green Bay is. One is it calls attention to 50 nonprofits. Now, many, many more apply.
Correct. There was over 130 this year.
But you only do so much, right?
Right.
And then people are going to call and pledge money to you, and then that money is matched proportionately from a $500,000 fund out there. You're making it fun, like really fun. So, Maddie, you're going to be in this igloo.
Yes.
On Webster, in front of Zimbaldi's.
Yes.
Okay. And next to Zimbaldi's is Godfather's.
Gallagher's.
I said that twice. Right?
It's all good. It's all good. Gallagher's.
What else did
the
I say?
The Godfather.
You told
pizza.
Us a story.
That is my favorite. The Meat Lovers Pizza, Speed Dial. I love those guys. Tell us how the Gallagher's fits into all this.
Yeah, of course. So they are located next to Zimbaldi Beer. And they have so generously offered to donate $2 for every pizza bought on Wednesday, February 19th. And those funds are actually going to support the general fund. So the general fund part of Give Big Green Bay is at the end of it dispersed out amongst all 50 nonprofits. So this is actually an opportunity to support everyone in Give Big. So yeah, we're really, really excited.
Can I order pizzas beforehand and then pay that day?
I don't think they have a charge account.
They do a lot of pizzas. So.
They do. Yeah. That is one of my favorites. All right, Maddie, stick around. Amanda, we're going to talk a little bit more about Howe Community Resource Center, especially Give Big Green Bay, which is coming up. What is that? That's next Wednesday.
Yeah, a week from today.
A week from today. Wow, that's going to be fun. So save your money. We got to donate to you guys, and it's matched. And all right, we're going to be right back. This is Elvis and the Mayor.
Sounds fun. Deep inside your heart, always searching for the real thing. Living like it's far away. Just leave all the madness in yesterday. You're holding the key.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
We are talking about a great event coming up here in Green Bay, and we are joined by Amanda Johnson and Maddie.
Maddie.
Did you
bring pizza? Gallagher's pizza?
It's a little early.
My stomach just started grumbling.
No, Maddie, okay. It's never too early for pizza. Okay. No, you know, remember in college you wake up, what's the first thing you had? Pizza, right? And at least I did.
I had a Tito's cocktail. Yeah. No, I didn't.
I was better than
that. Or Zimbaldi beer. No.
But we have on the 19th, and I want everybody listening now to circle your calendars or put something in your phone. The 19th is a big day in our community. It's Give Big Green Bay, and it's where there's a lot of nonprofits, a lot of people just trying to do good for our community. 50 of them get selected. And I know a number of people who called and like, how come I didn't get selected? And that's not my decision, but maybe next year. There's just a lot of good nonprofits here. 50 of them are selected, and they're going to raise money on the 19th for 24 hours from noon on the 19th to noon on the 20th. So call in $50, $100, $200. It gets matched by a very generous grant from a couple organizations. It doesn't get matched dollar for dollar.
Percent-wise. Correct. It's a proportional match.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're doing something very special because it's a little competitive. There's 50 people out there, and you kind of want the light shined on you. So Maddie is going to be, tell us again, Maddie, what you'll be doing that day so we can beep the horn and stop.
Yeah. Playing. Yeah, so we are going to have a Give Big in the Igloo 24-hour event. We will be live streaming the entire event. It'll be taking place in the Igloo outside of Zimbaldi Beer. And during that time, we actually invited all other nonprofits to participate. And so for every 20 minutes, they will be coming into the Igloo and we will be chatting with them, learning about their mission. So we're really, really excited to learn more about the rest of them.
Yeah, we wanted to give all of the nonprofits a chance. You know, with 50 of us, not all the nonprofits in this Give Big this year have the capacity to do something like this.
No, they don't.
You know, you're talking this year alone, there were 16 new nonprofits that had never been in Give Big before. And so nonprofits like the Mandolin Foundation, there's other nonprofits of Desert Veterans of Wisconsin that, you know, Maddie and I had never even heard of. And so we wanted an opportunity for the community to be able to have one event. And not that there aren't other events. If you can go on Facebook and look up Give Big Green Bay, and there are a couple other events going on. But we wanted an opportunity for everyone to be able to go to one place and learn about all of the different nonprofits. And so I think we successfully and creatively, check back with us at 1 a.m. on the 19th in the frozen igloo. But and like I said before, Zimbaldi's stepped up immensely. And Gallagher's as well.
You know, Give Back Green Bay, it creates a forum for these nonprofits to create an event.
It does.
And you have to work.
It does.
You have to create those funds, and then they're matched. It's really a cool
thing. And something to remember is many of these are volunteer-led. are not. We, full disclosure, we are paid salary, but some of these nonprofits that are in this organization, in this event, are all volunteer-led. And so get out to givebiggreenbay.org. That's where all the platforms are. Yep. That's where you can click on any of the nonprofits, and it tells you their story. It gives you some of their needs. Get out there, whether it's kids is your passion, dogs, humane societies in it.
Homeless.
People experiencing homelessness. Every arts and culture, all kinds of different organizations representing the true fabric of our nonprofit world.
So, and Amanda, you're the director at the Hull Community Resource Center, along with Maddie.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell our listeners that, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, the city, this is going to Hades, or this isn't working. Read that list. And you live you're so blessed to live in a community that gives
help. Oh.
There's 50 that you can learn about them. Oh. Like, I didn't even know we had that. Like, we're doing a thing for just dog adoption.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's just a lot of volunteers that want to get these rescue dogs, and they want to get them into good homes, and they vet the people to make sure the dog, and that's pales in comparison to what you do, but it's just something that we have in our community that I think if people are interested, they can join.
Absolutely. And I think I would challenge a little bit that even, you know, dog rescue and things like that all contributes to the greater good of this community, right?
It does.
And so there's that quote by Fred Rogers that says, when something bad happens, find the good, right? Find the helpers. And this gives you an opportunity to see 50 helpers all at one time, right? And we're representing multiple different organizations, multiple different causes. There's a cause for everyone. Not everyone's into dogs. Not everyone's in, and not that you're not into helping people, but there might be something else that you're really passionate about. I guarantee you, you're going to find an organization.
This might be a dumb question, but do you have those little codes that you can just put your phone and then donate to?
You can text to give. Yep.
You can
so
text.
If you go on, if you go on givebiggreenbay.org, that text to give number will be on there.
And you can pick which one.
Yep. Right. You can absolutely pick which one,
that
or
makes
you
it
can
easy.
Choose to donate to the general match. Like that's what Gallagher's is. We were really intent when we looked into Gallagher's. We didn't want to just help Howe Community Resource Center. We could have, you know, but we didn't. We said nope. We want to support the general match. And we wanted to give a passive way for people to be able to support that maybe can't get out or it's too cold to get out. This way, all you have to do is order a pizza.
Boom.
Right.
And it's all four locations, which I have to give a quick shout out to Chad. He, when I first met him, all I asked for was one pizza at Gallagher's on Webster Avenue to be called and to get a dollar from every pizza sold. And he looked at me and said, I'll do all pizzas, all locations, and I'll do $2 per pizza. So you know what?
Right.
That's
Shut
the fabric.
Yeah.
Of our
to Gallagher's.
Community.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And that just speaks to our community. And,
absolutely.
And we can start giving at noon on the 19th.
Noon on the 19th.
So just put it on your calendar.
Yep.
Send your partner a text and say, remind me, we have to do this on that day because that's
And it is web-based. So you go on givebiggreenbay.org. That's where you give it. Super easy. Multiple ways to accept payment on there.
And then I want to know, I know givebiggreenbay.org.
Yep.
That's where we can start. Tell me about the Facebook where we can learn through the.
Yeah. So on our Facebook, especially Howe Community Resource Center, we have all of our events out there. But if you go on social media in general and do the hashtag GiveBigGreenBay, it will show you every other Facebook post about GiveBigGreenBay. Yeah. So other organizations, things like that.
I just thank you for doing this.
On a side note, Dr. Gallagher of the Gallagher Pizza delivered my oldest boy. Isn't that crazy? He's this obstetrician. You know,
he delivered my youngest daughter.
He did.
There's
a tie-in everywhere. There's a tie-in everywhere.
This community is so welcome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
they got the pizza guy delivered babies.
Degrees of Kevin Bacon or something. Like, we're all going to eventually be related.
6 degrees separate.
Right, it is. Yes. Well, thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah,
Give Big Green Bay, the 19th, and the Hull Resource Center. Just thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We got Mr. Rogers thanking you, too.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Be the helper.
We're going to be right back. It's Frank and the Mayor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way today from this morning right on through this evening. Overall, we're looking at around 2 to 4, maybe a little more inches by the time it winds down overnight tonight. Our high today near 20. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Pay for the person behind you. Give a compliment. Random acts of kindness on the next NWSCA weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Why doing good for others is good for you, too.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Step up and make a difference for my farm and for Wisconsin. If you're ready to lead, Farm Bureau is ready to help.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And congratulations to Charlie Maddock, a sixth-generation potato grower at J.W. Maddock & Sons Seed Potato Farm in Deerbrook. He's received the 2025 Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Young Grower of the Year Award. He studied agribusiness at Fox Valley Tech College and welding at North Central Technical College. Charlie Maddock, the Young Grower of the Year. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way today from this morning right on through this evening. Overall, we're looking at around 2 to 4, maybe a little more inches by the time it winds down overnight tonight. Our high today near 20. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 1 above.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in NWSCA.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pay for for the person behind you. Give a compliment. Random acts of kindness. On the next NWSCA weekend, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Being good for others is good for you, too.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WG.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Green Bay and C. Rice have devised a plan to move the massive coal piles on Mason Street to the former J.P. Pulliam Generation Station, freeing up the waterfront property for redevelopment for commercial, restaurant, and other downtown-friendly development. While these two entities agree, everything hinges on whether Brown County and C. Rice can come together on a use for the Pulliam plant site. The city's redevelopment authority recommends that the Common Council approve the memo of understanding with C. Rice at its March 4th meeting. A Wisconsin couple is suing Walgreens over their son's asthma death. Shannon and William Schmidtneck's 22-year-old son Cole died in January of last year. According to the lawsuit, their son stopped at a Walgreens pharmacy in Appleton and was told that the price of his inhaler had jumped from $66 to $539 out of pocket. He left the pharmacy without the medication and tried to manage his condition with a rescue inhaler. The lawsuit says he suffered a fatal asthma attack a few days later. The couple alleges Optum Rx violated Wisconsin law by raising the cost of the medication without a valid medical reason and failed to notify their son so that he could talk to his doctor about alternatives. The city of Green Bay will receive over $3.9 million to replace three buses in its transit system. The money comes from fines collected from Volkswagen for cheating on emissions tests in the 2010s. The new buses will replace old, energy-inefficient buses using the funding from the State of Wisconsin Transit Capital Assistance Grant Program. The program is funded through a court settlement resulting from Volkswagen violating the Federal Clean Air Act. Janesville, Wausau, and Beloit will share in the $11.8 million in grants announced this week. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Frank Herman's and Jim Schmidt, because Johnny's off today. This is one of our favorite segments of the week, and it's where we bring in two community-minded people. We talk about the community, but we really talk about the real estate in the community, which is always interesting on so many levels. Ben Indiana Melcor, before we get into the real estate, you guys have a little bit of an announcement I want to share with our listeners. I kind of said something this morning that, I mean, obviously you were coming in.
Yeah.
And I said, they have an announcement to share with us. So
Well, I'm glad you knew we were coming in because my coffee was not ready when I got here.
Oh my God.
All right.
Yes. Usually each bean is hand selected.
Wait. Yeah. who's the new guy?
Ryan did not have her coffee.
Was it Todd? Todd's the man.
You know, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so we've started a new branch office. This is so exciting. I don't even know if I can get it out. It's called The Collective, and it's still a Berkshire Hathaway-based real estate group, and we are going to be on Main Street in Old Town Square.
Great area.
Just started moving in this week. So after a couple weeks of a little, excuse our dust kind of thing, we should be up and running. So it's Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Metro Realty, The Collective.
The Collective.
Serving all of Northeast Wisconsin and Door County.
I heard a rumor about this already.
You did?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry to say that. I was waiting for you to say it.
Frank, you know everything.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That is kind of true.
Hey, I want to ask, moving with the Melcors, is that trademarked?
No, but should.
Like three-peat. Yeah. I want to trademark that.
That came from trying to find names to come on the show. Really felt like it should be the Melcors with Mino and the Mayor.
Okay.
Like our name should come first. Yeah. But
we're top billing.
Just for the record.
I'm okay with that, by the way. I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, I mean, we just were discussing, is Mino ever here?
Yeah. Right. Ouch.
I did, though, on Moving with the Melchors, I put a little TM behind
it. You did.
Oh,
so, I just did
it
right
now.
Did
you do that? Yeah.
If the
Maybe
judge says, when did you right document here. It's like, hey, Your right Honor, there. We were, this is, yes. in case somebody tries to move in
yeah,
on our turf.
Yeah.
Is anyone a notary? Any
notary? I feel like we got to race home and do that now.
So where's what's a landmark next to your place that people would know? I mean, I know where it is, but.
You know, there's a Mint Salon. It's right across the street from the Cock and Bull.
So all right, so that's
yeah, if you know the Cock and Bull, it's yeah, directly right across
we're,
the street.
Yeah, we're right on, you know, kind of if you're heading out, you know, east, we're going to be on your right-hand side. You park behind the building.
It's great parking. It's,
yeah.
Are you need the elevator to go to your place? Where are you at?
You can take it. You kind of have to do a little roundabout way. We have direct stairs. We're on the second floor.
That's,
so
that's
you can
nothing
come up the back or you can come in the front.
And
too
shout out to the Mint Salon.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. They do a good job over there.
And for the old timers out there, it's, you know, the old Johnson Fish company. Yep. Trutman Hardware was in there. I think the Sleep Shop was in there, too.
Yeah.
It's funny you bring that up because I was at Trutman Hardware, their closeout, and I bought like a bunch of stuff from there.
Isn't that something? That place was
building,
amazing.
I like went through all, it's so all those little alley, little rooms are still,
we're going to see it at your next rummage sale. Did you use any of it?
I use them for props.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. That is
so
beautiful.
The Collective. That's an awesome name.
Thank you. Yeah.
I guess it's encompassing.
We really wanted something because it is really just, you know, our intention with it is just experienced agents who know what they're doing, all working kind of together to help us grow our business, be better for our clients. So it's not a team. It's not like it's our team. It's just all individual agents that are, you know, a place for them to come and grow.
Yep.
And how, what I like about your concept is people want experience. Everybody knows a realtor, right? Your brother-in-law,
you know,
your sister-in-law, your neighbor, this, and they sell one or two houses a year. They're nice people. They need the money, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's a big deal. It's the biggest investment you're going to make in your life, probably. And it, to go where experience and you bring that to the party. And the other thing I really like about you guys is how rooted you are in Door County and Northeast Wisconsin. You kind of... Your families have been around.
Yeah, for a long time. Yeah. Families in the north side of town and then Southern Door as well. Yeah. So
so here we are in February, probably not the hottest time for real estate, but there's stuff going on. And I if I had to make an observation about real estate more nationally than locally, is that it kind of is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is. And kind of what we talked about right before we got on the air is I do think it people have calmed down a little bit. You know, we're starting to see kind of this pickup. We're getting a lot of phone calls from people who want to, you know, get their home ready to sell. And we've got buyers reaching back out. You know, they're ready to start looking. They want to get going again with their MLS feeds. And
We were so panicked and so worried that if I buy it now, is it going to... Some people thought it was going to go down, but I don't think real estate has a big history of going down.
No.
But will the interest rates go down? I think kept some people at bay. And it just sounds like, you know, I don't know. I mean, people, politicians say stuff, but I just think we're going to be in this realm for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And so if you want to do it, call the Melchors.
Yeah, that's right.
The Collective.
Give us a call.
Let's talk about inventory, though. Are you guys building inventory or are you finding inventory? That is everybody's question.
Yeah. I know, right? You know? It's hard. You know, we're starting to get more calls. So I do think, and this might be more of a question for you, but I do think we're going to start seeing inventory levels go up a little bit.
Right.
I feel like we've taken on a lot more calls than we did last year around this time. So people are really starting to think about getting their home on the market.
They are. They're thinking about getting their home on the market. You know, in this area, it's such a state of mind. You know, because we always look outside and here we are, we're expecting snow again today. Our winter was kind of late, you know, here. So I'll be curious and the phone will just be ringing off the hook that first day that we get like a 55 degree day. And
now
but yeah, people are, you know, those who are live by the Cub Scout motto, be prepared. Yeah. They're reaching out now and they're saying, hey, can you get me the value on my home? I want to hit the market running. You know, come March, April.
When we hit that 50, 60.
You mean so when it snows, they don't want to see the home that day when it snows? Isn't that usually what happens? Or Sunday night? Isn't that what happens to you guys?
All the time.
So Ben and Deanna Melchor, has your contact information changed? I want to make sure our listeners have that. Is it still the same?
Okay. Yep. Everything is still the same. So you can call, it's 920-495. 7653. And then, right?
Yeah, you know, you got it. You nailed it.
With cell phones, you're not dialing that in anymore. Right. And then our emails to get a hold of Ben is just benmelkor@gmail.com. You might get me, you might get him. You never know who's going to reply.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
And then his website is just benmelkor.com.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Everything's the same.
And you have your listings on there. Do you have a couple new listings you want to share with our listeners? Or what do you have? Frank talked about inventory. What's new and exciting?
You go ahead. We got one coming up this week.
Yeah, we do. We've got one coming up this week. So last week, Deanna and I were kind of driving all over the state. We were down in kind of the Coloma, Adams Friendship area. We've got a nice waterfront property right on Pleasant Lake, which is in, what is that? That is in Coloma itself.
Yeah.
That's in Coloma itself. Beautiful lake.
Wow.
Great pan fishing. And then we're going to have one down the road from there as well. A nice kind of new construction. We've got the old Bertrand Sporting Goods up for sale.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that area, I hope someone goes in that building. I actually looked at that building years ago, and boy, that's a nice property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And did you look at it for Let Me Be Frank?
I did. This is when I was buying a building.
Because, sure. Yeah. Not too far was the Cup of Joy.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, that district would like to be an entertainment arts district.
Absolutely.
Tarl from the Tarleton is coming on our show, and he's really working hard on that. Frank and him are really
good
friends.
I looked at his property too, and he got that before me.
Oh, did you really?
We were just there. What was Saturday? The snow.
That would have been Saturday.
They had their 100th anniversary. It was amazing. Of course, you know, a lot of people didn't make it because of the snow. Right. So we're right across the river, so we could have put on our snowshoes and walked if we wanted to. But we were there. It was fantastic.
Where are your snowshoes?
Yeah,
I don't have any. Where are yours?
I don't have any.
Her snowshoes have 3-inch heels over here.
I know.
They really get into the ice.
No spikes. Are these places that you have listed, is that like a retirement home? Is that a second home? Is that a cottage? What would these be used for out in, what did you say, Coloma?
Coloma. You know what? I can tell you the family that owns it now uses it for their lake home. So it's their second home. It's their place to go and just unwind. It's beautiful. It's laid out really nice. It's not overwhelming where you've got to go in and do a ton of cleaning.
And how far is it? Like an hour? Is it?
It's just a little over an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 45 minutes.
Coloma's so beautiful, it doesn't matter. Gorgeous area.
Yeah. Yes. But Frank, what I was going to say, when we did that research on a second place, that you really don't want that 3.5-hour drive.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No,
because you get home Friday, you're kind of burned out.
It's amazing how many people do.
Yeah.
But ours is an hour, and I think hour a little over that. But that sounds very reasonable. Hour and a half, you're there, and you're really disconnected from where you were.
And then the other one in Adams Friendship. It is. It's actually a manufactured home, probably more of either a second home if you really love nature. It's not on the lake, or maybe a first time home buyer. It's actually really nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Come with land? Is there land involved with it, or just?
It's a half.
Yeah, there's some over. It's over an acre. Okay. I'd have to look back, but it is. It's over an acre, very rustic. Yeah.
Frank's got 8 kids. He's looking for a getaway.
Yeah, there you go.
I need property.
I need
expansion.
Yes.
Talking about, you know, with the Melkors here, do you specialize in residential or do you specialize in commercial or everything?
Really, our specialty is residential.
It's residential.
But we've done enough commercial. We're not big into doing any leasing of commercial.
Right.
Now, we dabble in it. We have it. It's something that's, you know, part of Ben's wheelhouse for sure, but it's just not something we do every day. Yeah. But we do a lot of real estate commercial sales.
Okay. And that Bertrand's, it only takes one buyer. I mean, you hear that the time, but it just...
Yeah.
People sometimes don't know. They haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
But that building's in good shape, too.
The space is amazing.
Yeah. A lot of room there.
Yeah. You don't realize it until you go in when it's all empty.
Right.
I bought all my sporting goods there back.
Oh, yeah.
I still have cups from there from playing football.
That's great.
Wow.
Mouth guards.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. So cups I just have it.
Yeah, thank you. Did you autograph those?
Yeah.
but Bertrand's, do you remember when Uggs were like the thing?
Yeah.
And I had 3 daughters and I couldn't find them anywhere?
There.
They had them.
They had them. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you, God. You know, yeah. I
know.
Hey, stick around. I want to talk a little bit more about some of your listings, and then I always want to touch on interest rates. I just need your opinion on
absolutely.
That. So, all right, we're going to be right back. We are with Frank Hermans and Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. 7 p.m. February 25th, girls varsity basketball plays Neenah at Neenah High. 6 p.m. February 21st, varsity gymnastics conference versus Kaukauna and multiple schools at Kaukauna High. Then 7:30, boys varsity basketball hosts Neenah at Oshkosh West. February 22nd is boys varsity swimming at 9:30 and 2:30 at UW-Madison. 7 p.m. February 25th is girls varsity regionals. Location and opponent to be determined. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zaroni's.com. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And the Fox Valley Technical College in Appleton is hosting their third annual Black History Month Afro Hair Fair. On February 15th from noon till 4 p.m., you can join an event that focuses on increasing access to proper care for 3A to 4C hair types. So whether you're a parent, a student, stylist, or passionate about hair equality in general, this is your opportunity to connect and learn together. Head to WISS.FM, click events, and register now.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
In the middle of our street, in the middle of our street.
He's
so
isn't missing.
Good with
he
music.
Is. I know.
Yes.
Oh. All right, thank you, Todd. Our house.
Do you sell any in the
this.
Middle of our street, by the way? Any of our houses?
Yeah, I want to talk about the market. I know it fluctuates, but it seems like it's getting some stability right now. You want to comment on the interest rates? I'd like to think that that's settling down.
Yeah, you know, I think they're going to stay pretty static. And I think that's why our market is kind of calming a little bit, is people are realizing they're not waiting for that huge rate drop to come again.
Right.
I think they've been pretty vocal that, you know, it may go up and down a little bit. I think it's more a little bit down by the end of the year, but not by much.
Right, yeah.
So nobody is, you know, everybody's just kind of calmed.
Yeah.
And ready to just like, you know what, we might as well do this. We've talked about it many times.
We're post-election.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
People are like, okay, here we go.
Super Bowl's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when people are buying a house, you know, the first thing that jumps in, especially if they're a first-time home buyer, is financing. And as you said, is it tough to get financing now? You know, how much you're needing down? I know it depends on your credit score, what you got.
Yeah.
You know, do you guys supply that service, or do you have someone that does that for you?
So we connect. There's a variety. And just over the years and working with a variety of different lenders, you know, when I look for, I guess, partners, for lack of a better word, I'm looking at people who are top communicators, who are going to, you know, help and facilitate these individual clients get their ducks in a row. So I have a short list of individual mortgage lenders that I like and prefer, and I feel like they do a really, really good job.
Yeah, and you know what? We're always amazed you know, when we talk to some of our partners, how many programs there are.
Oh, there's a ton of them.
And how creative they can get with financing and how much they work, because that first-time home buyer becomes their client as well. And they work really, really hard to get you in the spot that you're ready to buy. And so many of them, I know, you know, they've kind of got the, you know, a stereotype of having kind of banker's hours. These mortgage lenders, they work around the clock like we do now.
They do.
And I think you make a really good point about the programs, because we were talking earlier today with the Hull Resource Centers, how many just nonprofits there are, you know? And I want to just make the point on, you know, there's the NeighborWorks, right?
Yeah.
There's the Veterans
Wonderful.
Administration. Yep. There's so many things that people may not know. You just introduce them. That doesn't mean they have to buy it, but it's like, I didn't know that. And it can help with the down payment. Although we talked, and I just would underscore again that if you're sitting on a little bit of money for your kids when you die, give it to them now so they can get started. I mean, it's up to
I
you.
I hope my mom and dad are listening.
Me too.
Hey, speaking of those, I remember my first home purchase, you know, 35 years ago, and there was a program called the Fannie Mae or something
that.
Oh,
yeah. Fannie
and
Freddie.
Is there something like that for those first-time home buyers where you don't have to have 20% down?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. FHA is a big one for first-time home buyers. You know, you're usually looking at an interest rate of down payment of about 5%, sometimes even 3%.
Wow.
So, you know, you don't have to come to the table with a lot of, you know, with your wallet open, with a ton of money. So, the impetus is there is that, you know, it's for a young person. It's probably their first home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's time to accumulate some equity. So let's cut these, we'll call them kids. Let's cut these kids a break and, you know, not nickel and dime them to death when it comes to a down payment.
But that's awesome. I want to tell you guys, because you're, you know, the best realtors. I was in Nashville, go there often, but so many people are taking their garages and building on, and I don't think that's legal here. I don't know what the zoning laws are here, but these are, and they're all Airbnb. Okay. Or they're, because there's no housing in Nashville.
I mean,
the downtown, it's just crazy.
It's crazy.
I'm when I say everybody, I'm talking over half. I mean, just it's not. Yeah. But and they build these beautiful apartments, and then of course they rent them out. And
I think they're called ADUs or something like that. Yeah, I don't really know what that stands for. Something unit.
Yeah,
dwelling.
If anybody
unit,
wants to chime in with what ADU means,
I know they're dwelling unit. I just got it.
Here you go.
I think it's
TM.
I think it's a
nailed.
I think it's a lot of dollars used. I think that could be. But they are beautiful. They're doing it right. Anyway, I just,
and there's a lot of communities that are having problems with housing,
so they're allowing that.
They want people to add those to their property because it helps with their rentals.
Wow. Yeah. So, Door County, how's that market for you? I know you spend a lot of time up there.
We do. Yeah.
It's you know, Door County historically in the wintertime just kind of shuts
Sleepy.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could throw a stone through one of the towns or villages and not hit anyone. but you know, it'll start picking up, you know, as we get towards March and April, that whole market will really, really gear up. And as a matter of fact, I've got a property, another plug here. It's over on Silverdale Road, just down from Lake Michigan, 77 acres. It's got an old barn on it, very good shape, big old storage building, well and septic already on the property, $799. So
wow, I see that barn as an ADU.
I do.
I see that 70 acres as POT. Make a little bit of money on
that. Well.
Well, it's not legal yet, but it's, you know, I don't know if we're going to get there or not, but just thanks for what you're doing for the community.
Yeah.
And I just want to, you're also involved in a lot of charities.
Yeah.
Let's,
thank you for giving us a moment for that. Yeah. We do the CP Telethon every year. And I know Frank should be talking about this, not us. But we are going to be there on Sunday. And I think it is at March 2nd. Is that what the date
it's
is?
March 2nd.
Yeah, Sunday at 9. Okay. We are going to be posting our fundraising page either today or tomorrow. So we hope to get started on it. But definitely give us a call there. It is such a worthy organization. They do amazing things.
Yeah. And you know what? Really I'm going to interview you. Just
right now.
Because I got a microphone.
I'm the one who's I know you do.
Yeah,
that's when you look like you got a phone call.
Right over here.
Right. that's great you're doing it. I know you did. You were big on the Toys for Tots and now the CP Telethon. It's all good stuff. And, you know, you want to go with an experienced realtor, and you guys bring that to the table.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we love it.
Right. All right. So week, the collective.
The collective.
And again, I just want the email or the how to get hold of
you. Well, just get a hold of Ben directly at benmelkor@gmail.com.
Okay, great. All right. We're going to be right back. Thank
you. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild returns discussing the gobs of money in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Also, the Wisconsin GOP wants state employees working in the office. Does that include legislators? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office Tuesday and said his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out the wishes of the people.
We are trying to sort of right-size the federal bureaucracy, just make sure that this obviously there needs to be a lot of people working for the federal government, but not as many as currently.
However, he offered little evidence of sweeping claims of waste and fraud. President Trump also said he always obeys a judge's order after some judges have blocked some of the administration initiatives. The Kremlin says a Russian citizen's been released from U.S. custody. That's one day after American Mark Fogel was freed. He was detained by Russia for 3.5 years. President Trump welcomed him to the White House last night. The war in Ukraine will be a topic for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's in Belgium meeting with the Ukraine Contact Group. Parts of Virginia got more than a foot of snow. There were 3 storm fronts in the U.S. Rain in Southern California, a concern because of mudslide fears. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.